I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we headed today?
We are going to Killer Noodle in the Sawtelle District.
Uh-oh. This makes me feel like this is the kind of place where you have to specify the number of the hotness you want.
Indeed you do. Actually, two numbers. There's one number for the general hotness, and there's one number for the level of Sancho pepper, which is the numbing thing, not terribly unlike Sichuan peppercorn.
So tell me that you didn't have... You did, though. You went for the extreme.
Of course I did.
Right away, or did you go several times?
That was my third visit that I went for the super spicy one. The first one, they actually won't let you go above three.
Okay, so we've been talking about the level of spiciness, and we haven't actually talked about the context in which this spiciness is found.
Okay, this is a restaurant from the people who do Tsujita ramen. They have the original store. They have a place across the street called The Annex that serves a specific kind of Tokyo ramen that is extremely fatty and has like a big dose of fish, dried fish in with the ramen. This one specializes in tantan men, which is a style that's really popular in Tokyo right now.
So is it noodles without broth?
You have the choice of broth or no broth. Tantan men is of course, based on the Sichuan dandan mian, which is the most popular sort of noodle in Chengdu or Chongqing.
So is it sesame-based?
There is sesame. There is peanut butter in at least one of the versions. There are pickled vegetables. I mean, this isn't the kind of Japanese cuisine that's noted for its subtlety, you know, where you look for the droop of a pine needle or the fragrance of a single cherry blossom. I mean, this is powerful stuff.
This is slurping.
Yeah. And there's essentially, there's three dishes on the menu, but, you know, one of them is the Tokyo style. There's another style that has a little bit of vinegar in it and is a little bit sweeter. They say it's closer to the Sichuan one, which it might be. And then there's a third that they call original style, which has a lot of tofu in it and is flavored with black pepper instead of chili.
That sounds good because the tofu would temper the spiciness of it.
Yeah. If you are somebody who delights in eating the super spicy foods of Los Angeles, like the dynamite at Jitlada or the highest level at, what is it, Impact 2 at Orochan or, you know, whatever they're selling at, or Guisados, you know, that...
The chiles toreados.
The chiles toreados.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so hot that the flavor is obliterated. It's a nice flavor. If you have a 5 or a 6, you will definitely notice it. But it's just sort of half endorphin high and half... Maybe a buzzy numbing, maybe feeling like Sigourney Weaver right before the alien bursts out of her stomach. I don't know. They actually have a list of rules there, and one of them is take care of your bottom.
That's really scary. Thank you, Jonathan.
Glad to be here, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Killer Noodle on Sawtelle. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.